So nervous about, Pop?
Well, Grady's supposed to be in. He's late.
Well, Grady comes over here almost every night, so what if he's a little late for a change?
Yeah, but he's a lot late tonight. I told him to be at 7. He said, no, 8. It is going on 9, almost 10. He's 3 hours late.
Well, don't worry about it, Pop.
Yeah, but maybe he had an accident. Maybe he got chased by a mugger.
Come on, Pop.
Yeah, see, if he got chased by a mugger, he'd be in trouble, see, because he got them bunions on his big toes, and his foot don't bend too good. See, so if that happened to him, that mugger would hurt him. See, the only thing he could do against a mugger is sidestep like a crab.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry about it if I were you.
No, you wouldn't worry, because you got here every night, because you don't care about me.
I do care about you, Pop.
Yeah, now you don't care about Grady. Now, what kind of son of a friend are you?
Look, everything's going to be all right. Now, look, I'll bet you that's Grady now. See, you were worried about nothing.
Grady.
Fred.
Hey, Grady, what are you so late for? Where you been? What you got in there?
Fred, I got the best wine that money can buy. This is top shelf silver satin.
Come on in, Grady. You acting strange. Wait a minute. Come here. Wait a minute. You act like you've been drinking. Let me smell your breath.
Fred, I haven't touched a drop. I want my best friend Fred to be in on this celebration.
What celebration?
Yeah, what you celebrating, Grady?
The greatest thing in my life.
You hit the number.
No, your bunions went away.
No, this is something so special and so great. I can't believe it. Fred, you just don't know how terrific this is. I don't know.
You ain't told me yet.
Yeah, come on, tell us, Grady, because I got a date.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. I just can't wait to tell you.
Well, you're doing a pretty good job so far.
Fred, my very best friend, I want you to be the first to know.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead and tell me.
I give you 3 guesses.
I give you 5 of these.
Oh, come on, guess.
Okay. You
getting married.
What did you say?
I said, I'm getting married.
Hey, congratulations, Grady. I think that's terrific.
Yeah, thanks. Come on, Fred, congratulate me. I'm getting married.
That's impossible.
Why is it impossible?
Because it takes 2 people to get married. Now, who's gonna marry Grady?
None other than the sweetest, prettiest little thing in the whole wide world. I'm getting married. You just wait until you see, and then you see that I'm telling you the truth. She is a perfect jewel.
If she's marrying you, she's a perfect fool.
Say, when are we gonna meet her, Grady?
Tonight? As soon as she gets off from work, she's going to take the bus on over, and I'm going to walk down to the bus stop and pick her up.
Well, baby, how'd all this happen?
Fred, it was just like in a storybook. It was so romantic.
Well, where'd you meet this girl, Grady?
At JCPenney's. It was in the tie department. You see, I was looking for this new tie, and I couldn't decide on what color to get. You know, between the stripes and the solids. And suddenly I heard this sweet little voice say, "Have you ever tried paisley?" That's what she said. Have I ever tried paisley?
Fred, we don't want to hear all that old he said, she said stuff.
Oh, no, 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 Fred. I was just coming to the exciting part.
We'll get to it.
Well, after she held his tie up next to my beard, she said, I think this goes nice with your beard. And it did, because the tie was a sort of a maroon and my beard is a charcoal gray. And you know that charcoal gray and maroon go real nice together.
Is that the exciting part, Grady?
Oh, no, no. See, when she handed me the box with the new tie in it, her hand touched mine and I got the shivers.
Did she have warts?
It was just a feeling I got. So I hung around until she got off from work, and then we went out and had us a couple of fat burgers, and that's when I knew she was mine.
She paid for them.
No, she didn't pay for them.
Well, how could two fat burgers tell you she was yours?
Well, when we ordered, she said, hold the onions on mine. And that told me right there that she was ready for business. So I immediately yelled out, hold my onions, too. I knew we weren't going to waste any time with any handshakes when I took her home. So I proposed right there as we were splitting the beer. And she said, yes. Now, what you think about that?
It was a lucky April shower.
Wait, Grady. Don't dance on my imitation Persian original rug.
Hey, Pop, leave Grady alone, man. He's happy.
I sure am. I feel a warm sensation in my heart.
That ain't no sensation. That's gas. See, you don't need no wife. What you need is a good physic.
Would you stop putting Grady down just because he's in love?
So he's in love. That don't mean he gotta get married. Get engaged.
What's the point in getting engaged, Fred? I want to get right to the goodies.
Yeah, but getting engaged is like having somebody else's credit card. So you can get everything you want and don't have to pay for it.
Oh, no, Fred. See, like, Bob, wait, she might find somebody else.
Grady, if she's marrying you, you can rest assured there is nobody else.
Now, you just wait until you see her and see how adorable and charming she is. Lamont, put my wine on ice for me. I'm going to go get my honey bunny sugar plum. Now, I'll be right back. Just wait here.
Now, there they are now. Now, don't go spoiling it for Grady, all right?
I ain't going to spoil it. You don't have to try to raise me. You my
Pop.
Kid. I raise
right,
you.
Understand me. Just be nice. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I know how to act.
All right.
Grady.
Here I am with the girl of my dreams. Now get ready to meet my little dove. Okay, now close your eyes. And here she is. This is Dolly Simpson, my Dolly. Dolly, honey. This is my best friend, Fred. And that's his loving son, Lamont.
So very glad to meet you.
Oh, I see you do laundry.
It's awfully nice meeting you, Miss Dolly. Grady's told us so much about you. And Pop and I wish you the best in your new marriage, don't we, Pop?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Fred's gonna be the best man at the wedding, huh?
Yeah, well, I'd like to stay and chat with you, but I gotta be running off. Miss Dolly, it was nice meeting you, and again, best wishes.
Oh, thank you.
Grady, why don't you and Dolly sit over there on the couch, and I'll be right back as soon as I say goodbye to Lamont.
My little dove.
He don't know a dove from a buzzard. Have you ever seen anything ugly as that in your life?
Yeah, but I think it was on Halloween.
Yeah, it was probably carved in a pumpkin.
Wow. Stop it, Grady, you old silly.
That's me, the just an old silly.
How you two getting along?
Oh, just fine, Fred, just fine.
I really look forward to meeting you, Fred.
Yeah, I told her all about you.
You'd be surprised at the wonderful things Grady has told me about you.
Yeah, and Grady told me a lot of things about you, too, Molly, Dolly, Dolly. And I still don't believe it.
Grady told me about you, having him over to watch TV with you every night.
Just about every night.
Well, now that we're getting married, he won't be doing that anymore.
He won't?
No, because all of his nights are going to be spent with his lady.
Ooh, all my nights with my lady.
You see, he wouldn't need TV as long as he has his dolly to look at.
Not when I got my dolly to look at.
I do appreciate your taking such good care of my man, Fred. But now I'm just going to have to steal him away.
Yeah, steal me away, honey. She's going to steal me away, Fred.
That's called petty larceny.
But look at it this way, Fred. When we get married, you won't be losing a friend. You'll be gaining a dolly.
Grady, you say the cleverest things.
Yeah, I sure do. This calls for a drink.
Yeah, this calls for a drink.
Hey, good night, Pop. Hey, man, if you're gonna watch television, why don't you try turning on the set?
Guess I forgot.
You want me to turn it on for you?
I don't care.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Pop? Come on, snap out of it, man. It
just don't seem right watching television without Grady. And tonight we were gonna watch his favorite show. The giant porcupine visits the sick people.
Well, you know, you're gonna have to get used to Grady not being here all the time, because he's got a woman now, Pop, and that's more fun than watching television.
I'd rather watch Wild Kingdom. She should have her own show. Wild, Wild World of Dogs.
Yeah, well, you're just going to have to adjust to the fact that Grady's not going to be here every night.
Yeah, and I ain't got nobody to visit with me because you go out all the time.
Hey, face it, Pop, the two of them are getting married, man, and you are going to be the best man. And by the way, do you know what that means?
What?
You get to be the first one to kiss the bride.
I'd rather kiss Mighty Joe Young's armpits.
Now, you know, Pop, if she looked halfway good, you'd be trying to steal her for yourself.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I wouldn't mess with my best friend's girlfriend. I'm not that type of guy. You got to be awful low down to do something like that.
Yes, you do. Well, I see you, Pop. I'm going over to Julio's.
Going to Julio's? Well, don't drink the water. I'm ashamed of you thinking I would do something like that to my best friend. Fool around with his girlfriend. I think that's the lowest possible human being in the world. A man got to be low down and dirty and a snake in the grass to fool around with. Fool around with. La la la. Operator, give me the number at J.C. Penney. No, no, no. The one in the ghetto. No, no, way past Manchester. Thanks a lot. Hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
Am I early? Where's Grady?
Oh, he's gonna be a little late. Oh. Come over, have a seat on the couch, make yourself at home.
Ah, how nice.
You can have some. Why don't you try some of these horse divers?
Some of these what?
Horse divers. See, that's French for appetizer. Try one of them with the bologna on it. And dip it in the mustard and shove it in your chops. I mean, put it in your mouth. Excuse me.
It was very nice of you to have us over for dinner, Fred.
Well, that's what friends are for, you know what I mean? That's the least we could do is fix you a nice dinner, because you won't be doing that stuff no more.
Stuff like what?
You know, like when you get married, when you get off from work late, you have to rush right home and fix Grady's dinner and iron his shirts and wash his drawers.
Mr. Sanford, Grady is marrying me. What he does from now on really is just none of your business.
Well, that's true. I just want to wish you the best of success and happiness and everything. Let's have a little drink and toast it.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. I got some. I got some good sparkling burgundy here.
You do?
Yeah. Cold Duck 59.
59, was that a good year?
No, that's a good price. Dolly, we'll toast a little toast to you for your matrimony.
Why did you clumsy fool? Look what you've done!
Oh, forgive me.
What is this? Look at me.
I apologize.
Well, just look at me.
At you. Can I just apologize?
Well, what am I going to do now?
Well, look, Dolly, here's what you do. You go upstairs and take your dress off and wash it out with the cold water. You throw it down, and I'll do it. Go on upstairs and wash that out. Wait a minute. Here, take this with you and take the chill off. Dolly, just take it off, and there's a robe in the bathroom on the nail. And put that robe on. It's Lamont's robe. Throw the dress down. You gonna get it? It's early.
Early? This ain't early. What's wrong with you, Fred? Why are you acting so weird? And what you doing with that robe on?
Which question you want me to answer first? Why am I acting weird, or why I had a robe on?
Where's Dolly?
Dolly?
Yeah, Dolly, my Dolly. Is she here?
Your Dolly, she ain't here.
Well, they told me on the job that she left for here right after work.
Well, listen, maybe she got stuck on the bus. I mean, why don't you go down to the bus stop and wait for her, and then both of you come back to dinner?
Fred, you know I don't want to walk down to no bus stop. You know how my bunions hurt when I walk too much. And anyway, something strange going on here. Now, what's going on?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Ain't nothing going on in this. I swear to... What's the matter, Grace?
What's going on, Fred?
What do you mean? What do you mean, what's going on?
I mean, what's going on and off?
Well, see, I can explain it, Grady. You see, here's what happened. I was fixing a cup of drinks for Dolly and I to celebrate your wedding, and I tripped on the rug and spilled a drink in her lap, and she went upstairs to rinse out cold water, dress so the stain wouldn't stay there, and Lamont's robe was on a nail in the bathroom. She put it on, and me being the gentleman that I am, and when she put the robe on, I put mine on so I wouldn't embarrass her. Ain't that right, baby? I mean, Dolly.
That's right. That's exactly what happened.
And you expect me to believe a cock and bull story like that? Oh, no. I don't have to believe a cock and bull story like that.
It's the truth. You gotta believe it.
Believe it, Grady.
Oh, no. Only a fool would believe a cock and bull story like that. Now, do I look like a fool?
You don't look like no fool.
Well, only a fool would think that I would believe a cock and bull story like that.
Wait a minute. Who are you calling a fool, fool?
I think he was talking to you, darling.
Well, I'm not going to stand here and be called a fool by an old fool like you, fool.
I think she's talking to you, Grady.
An old fool, am I? Do you know what you are? Do you? What's that woman's name in the Bible? Jezebel, that's what you are. Dude, Jezebel, because she was wicked. Wicked.
You can't talk to me that way.
Oh, yes, I can, too.
Oh, yes, he can.
There's a word for women like you who go around flaunting their body just to get at a man's money. You a female...
Gigolo,
that's what you are.
You don't have money. You don't even have any.
And even if I did, I wouldn't let you get your hands on it. You.
A gold digger.
Gold digger. Want to marry me for my money.
I wouldn't marry you for nothing. Look, I don't even want to see you again. Get out of my way, you and your funny-looking charcoal gray beard. I'm leaving.
Where's she going with my robe? I don't know, and I don't care, because I'm leaving, too. Yeah, but where's she going with my robe?
I don't know, son. I was just standing here.
Now, come on, Pop. Now, tell me what was going on in here, man. Her in my bathrobe and you in yours.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. See, I was getting a couple of drinks, and I brought them over to Dolly, stumbled on the rug, and spilled a drink in her lap, and she went upstairs to wash the stain out, and she put on your robes hanging on the nail in the bathroom, and when she put your robe on, I being the gentleman that I am, I put my robe on so she wouldn't be embarrassed.
And you expected Grady to believe a cock and bull story like that?
Not my fault he didn't believe it. It's true.
Well, knowing you, it probably is the truth.
It is the truth. And I've always said, the truth will set you free. Really. And I told Grady the truth and set him free.
Yeah, that's great, Pop, but where is she going with my robe?
You still talking about that robe?
That was my robe.
I know it was your robe.
Well, why didn't you give her your robe?
Because this is my robe. I had to have something to put on dinner.
Yeah, but what about my robe?
She'll bring your robe back.
How am I supposed to...
Stop. You're not complaining about a robe. Take my robe. Son, you going out or you going to stay home and watch the roller derby with me?
Going out, Pop.
You missing a good one tonight. Look here. They got the Tulsa Titwillows versus the San Diego Sapsuckers.
Sounds like a dynamite bill, but I think I'm going to hat up.
Oh, shit.
Hey, is Grady coming over here?
Oh, he might be coming around. Now that he's busted up with old Deputy Dog.
Just stop it. Well, I'll see you later, Pop.
Yeah, I bet you that's Grady now.
All right, Grady.
Get out of my way, Lamont. You expect me to believe a cock and bull story like that? Get out of my way, Lamont.
Well, I guess it's just Sanford and the Sapsuckers.